Log Talk Radio.
Hey, I start off by saying peace. Hoping all is well with each and every one of you as we continue the reading. We will start off and backtrack. We are on chapter 4 of El's Holy Quran, and it's called And the Mat Tabir, the one who is covered. We start off by saying, begin all prayers and thinking by using the name of the source, Allah, the Rahman, who's the most merciful. It says, O you, Ahmed, cover under your al-mu'tadir, your mantle, arise, anzor, warn, and your Muhammad's Rab, the sustainer, is fakhadir. So old, big, and purify your remnant and put on white, and erhor, shun, aruza, the abhorrence. And don't you do favors expecting more for them, and be patient, Ahmed, for your Rab, your sustainer. So when Al-Nakhar, the trumpet, the Suruf, is blown by the Anunnaki Raphael, so that will be the day, a difficult yom, a difficult day. For Al-Kafirun, those who conceal what they know to be the facts, that difficult day will be everything but yasir, which means easy. Leave him. Walid ibn al-Makhara, and who I or me, not we or us, created for me, Wahid alone, to deal with. And I made this Walid ibn al-Makhara wealth to exceed, and bane the stones of his Walid Ibn al-Makhara can Shahada watch, and I made his affairs smooth for him. But after smoothing his way, his desires, that Azid, I do more. By no means, surely he, Walid Ibn al-Makhara, was Aneen, which means stubborn, about our signs. I will cause him to suffer torment. Surely he thought about it, the Quran, and made his decision on it. He called our Quran a lie, so he should be Attila killed for his decision about it. Then after that, may he be killed again for his qadar, his decision. So he got killed, the same man, twice. Then he looked at the faces of those moved by the Quran. Then he frowned and showed basad, bitterness and disgust. Then he turned his back, for he was arrogant and astarba, big-chested, pointing with pride. So he, Walid ibn Makhana, said, this is only magic. He imitates the old times. Surely this, the Quran, is only the sayings of a mortal. Bashar, and skin, who is called Muhammad. I will cause him to roast and burn in Sahara. And by what means would you be able to perceive a draka, what a siraka is? Not a thing to pee remains, and nothing at all will it. Sahara Tazar leaves behind. It Sakura scorches, and Lawahat, it burns the flesh of mortal skins. Alea, over it, Sahara, or Tisada, Ashar, 19. It's 19 angels called Elohim, 19 angelic beings. The first one is Bazael. The second is Sharil. The third is Marael. The fourth is Asil. The fifth is Lahabel. The sixth is Lamazel. The seventh is Hizil. The eighth is Azil. The ninth is Lahahil. The tenth is Ramil. The 11th is Hasabil. The 12th is 13th is Noril. The 14th is Asbil. The 15th is Lahail. The 16th is Razil. The 17th is Hukhil. The 18th is Yarashil. And the 19th is Mikhail. The Elohim made Ashab, companions of hell's fire, none other than Malikrat, the messengers, the Sherubim, the disagreeable, the malevolent beings who are angels, and their numbers is 19. It is a means of fitna, which means testing, for those who conceal that which they know to be facts. Those who have been given the scriptures may be certain. The number 19 is how to keep the Quran pure, and those who have faith may increase their iman or faith, so that those who are faithful and those given the scriptures will not doubt over the Quran. The Quran has a number which is 19, and it's for those whose hearts is a marad, disease, and those who conceal that which they know to be facts. They shall say, what is it that the source, Allah, wants us to see by mathal, or the likeness of the number 19? It is but this number 19 that Allah let them go astray and claims who he pleases, and none knows the Janud or the army, the angels who are the agreeable seraphim and the disagreeable malevolent angels who are the cherubim of the wrath who is the sustainer, except he, Yahuwah. And all this is nothing but a dhikr, remembrance for Bashar, the mortals. And skin. Nevertheless, Al-Khamar, the moon, Al-Layl, the shadow hour period, when is Abara passes, and the early daytime hour, when is Asfara appears, surely it, hell, is one of the kubar, or biggest calamities, a nazar, a warning, to the Bashar, the mortals and skins. To those of you who will to go forward and progress in agreeableness You follow the Millat, the rites of Abraham, or remain behind. Stay in disagreeableness. Follow rites if you other than Abraham, which is called the Millat. For every nafs, which is means spirits, person is held in place for what it has earned, except for Ashab, the companions of your mean, which means your right hand, the true ones of peace, the peaceful ones, and their seed called Atlabay. While in the enclosed garden, they will ask one another about the guilty ones, the companions. What has caused you, the companions of the left hand, all to have entered into hell, which is called Sahara? They, the companions, shall say, we were not of those who were with Al-Musaleen, the worshippers, and we, the companions of hell, were not of those who fed the Mishkan, which means poor settlers, and we, the one who does disagreeable deeds, used to engage in vain discussions with those who engage in al-Kha'idin, vain discussions. And we, the one who does disagreeable deeds, call the day of judgment a lie until certain death comes upon us. So consequently, al-Shafa'a, the intercession of any intercession will not be able to help Sanfa Yahoon, the benefits. What is the matter with them, the ones who do disagreeable deeds? They who do disagreeable deeds, they turned away and averse from the Millat, the rites of Abraham, which brings them recollection, as if they, the ones who does disagreeable deeds, are Yuma or asses speeding away. Trying to escape, daughter, a fierce lion. On the contrary, every Amriam being in control has his desire that he be given the Suhuf of Abraham, which means the pages spread open before him. Certainly they, the guilty, do not fear the end, nor it is nothing but a tadkara, a reminder, to make you remember the other scriptures before it. So whoever pleases, let him dikra, let him remember it. And ya karun, they don't remember unless the source, whose name is Allah, wills for them to remember. And he is the worthy. To bring al-taqwa, trembling, and the worthy to bring al-naqfara, the forgiveness. Sadaqallah al-Azim. Now we're going into chapter 5, which is al-Hamid, revealed in the year 612 AD. The word al-Hamid, it means the gratitude, or Al-Fatiha, the opening. The original chapter is chapter 5. The first, the wrong order in your book is chapter 1. It says, begin all things using the name of the source, Allah, the Rahman, who is most merciful. All gratitude is for him. He is Rab, sustainer of all the known worlds. The yielder, the merciful, the ruler of the day is decision. It is you. We are Lulu Aminu. We're slaves for you. and you, we ask for help. So calm us for the way of the ones who stand straight, those who are considered agreeable, the way of those you have bestowed your grace, not those who have been cursed, nor of those who have gone astray, which is called the disagreeable. And we say, settle Allah El Azim. So now we're going to go to chapter 6, revealed in the year 612 AD. It's called El Masad, which means the wooden thorns, or Al Akhab, the flames. Original order, chapter 6, the wrong order, chapter 111. So it goes. Begin all prayers and think about using the name of the source of Allah, the Rahman, who is the most merciful. Perish the disagreeable hands of the father of the flames, which is called Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was Muhammad's uncle, is also known as Abdul Usa. Then he shall perish. Neither his mal, which is wealth, nor his possessions or assets will profit him in the world or in the realm to come. He shall be cast into the nar, which means the fire, and be consumed by its eternal flames. And his disagreeable woman, his mate, Jamil bin Hab bin Umayyah, the fire would carry her also, and around her neck, Yid, she, Jamil, the sorceress, who his mate, she will bear a tightly tied habal, which is a rope, with piercing thorns, Masad. Now we're going to chapter 7, revealed in the year 612 AD. It's called Al Sakhra, which means the condensed ball. The original order was chapter 7. The wrong order was chapter 81. It says, begin all prayers and thinking by using the name of the source of Allah, the Rahman, who is most merciful. It says, when Al-Shams, the sun, loses light and is condensed into Qawrat, a ball, which is a solar eclipse. And when Al-Najum, the stars are darkened, which is called a lunar eclipse. And when Al-Jibal, the mountains are moved, multiple earthquakes. And when Al-Ishar, the she-camels are abandoned, which means herders abandoning their herds. And when Al-Wahush, the wild beasts, are herded together, which means beasts are kept in cages, and when the seas are caused to boil and burn, it means all of the waters are polluted, and when al-nafus, the spirits, are remated with their bodies, that means a new age movement of spiritualism, and when the infant girls who are buried alive are su'ilat, as for what denab or what faults, what guilty actions were they killed? And it said birth control approved, pages and unfolded, which is called the holy tablets. And when al-Sama'u, the heavenly skies, are pulled from its place, which is meteorites, showers, and stars. And when the Jahim, hell, is made to blaze, which is volcanoes. And when the Jannat, the enclosed garden of the light, is brought near, which is the last days, then every nafs, which means person, will know all that which it has presented. I, Elohim, Michael, Murdoch, do not have to swear by Al-Khunus, the movement of the solar system and stars, which is called astrology, the running and the coolness, the the gliding constellations, which is called the zodiacal, and by the Leia, which is called the shadow hour period when it ends, and by the Shub, the early daytime hour when it dissolves into the light of day. Surely it is a Kul, which means saying, of one sense, and that is named Nusku Gabriel in honor. It is the source of power within the existence of the throne that has a firm place. He, as Elo, is one to be obeyed, for he is a mayor, a mean, faithful, and trustworthy. And oh, you Enosites of Mecca, your companion Muhammad has not gone mad. He is not Majnun or possessed with a jinn, which we call a cherubim. And indeed, he, Ahmed, saw him, Nusku, Gabriel, on the clear horizon, and he, Elohim, Anunnaki, Nusku, Gabriel, is not reluctant to teach you about the secrets of Ghaib, or the unseen, and it is not a saying of the rejected who is called a shaitan, the cursed, disagreeable, malevolent ones. So where are you, Enosites, going? It is the Quran. It is but a tikrun, a reminder for all the known worlds. It is for those of you who want to be on the straight path, and you, the Enosites, would not will it if the source Allah the Rab, who is master sustainer of the known worlds, did not will it for you. Shalakallah wal azim. So we're going to the eighth chapter, revealed in the year 613 A.D., which is called Al-Allah, which means the Most High. It's original chapter 8, the wrong chapter 80. Starts off and it says, begin all prayers and thinking by using the name of the source of Allah, Ar-Rahman, who is most merciful. It says, glorify, Elohim says, the name of your Rab, who is master, and Eliyun, the Ela, or Allah, Eliyun, Eliyun, El, the Most High. He, who, Khaliq, created and made his creation perfect, and he who determines the nature of them and calms them, and he who brings forth herbage for animals. So after that, he, Allah, made it into dark stubble. We, the Elohim, also called Anunnaki, will make you, Muhammad, a reader so that you won't tanza, you won't forget, except that which Allah pleases. Surely he, the source, knows the manifested and the hidden things. And we, the Elohim, led you to al-Yashara, the easy way, which is called Nawabu. So be a reminder, because there are benefits in all fikra. The reminder reminds others. He who fears will remember. And the most Ashka, miserable ones, will avoid it, the Quran. Who will be Yashla, cast into the huge pit of El Nar, which means the fire? And he will neither Yamut die, nor Yaya live in it, which is called the pits of fire. Certainly, who? Tazaka, purifies himself, will be prosperous. And he, Sakura remembers the Asan, the name of his rare Adone master, and keeps up salutation and worship. In fact, you, the Inosite, refer to Hyatt life of the Dunya, which is the physical world, and El Hahara, the end, Kairi, better, and it is an Apka, everlasting state. Surely all of this is to be found in the first pages of Shahuf, which is called Enuma Elish and the Gilgamesh Epics, Adapha, Etana, Descent of Ishtar, Nagar and Aristagal, Atra, Hathis, the Tablets from Before, the Pure Pages of Abraham, Shahuf of Abraham, the Book of Generations, and Musa, El Torah, the Law, the Torah, 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 the Luha, or Mashal. Sadakallah, Walazim. Well, we have read, and we will be going into chapter 9. And with that, we continue. Beautiful day until we return. May you and your tribal family all over the world find protection, which is called lather, in the words and the remembrance of the instructions that was given to us. I am the visitor to America, and this is the sermon number 2.